Welcome to Betrayal Trauma Recovery. I'm Anon. Today we have a woman in recovery for betrayal trauma talking about what betrayal trauma feels like to her and some tools she uses when the trauma is triggered.
Okay, today I kind of wanted to talk about what betrayal trauma feels like for me. I had never heard about betrayal trauma before. When I first found my husband's addiction 3 years ago, I obviously went deep into betrayal trauma, but I didn't have a word for it. For me, it just felt like anger, first of all, a lot of intense anger. I had never been a swearer before, but when I am in trauma mode, I turn into a sailor and swear a lot. And just a lot of anger, a lot of guilt. Just that's what it felt like for me. When I first came across this feeling after my D-Day, I tried to cope with the situation by freezing. I just froze. I did nothing. I pretended like everything was hunky-dory. And I lived in freeze mode for a good 2 years. During that time, I had another baby. Along with that, had some anxiety attacks that I really think, looking back now, were worse because of the trauma that I was in. With my other kids, I had never really experienced anxiety attacks. I always get postpartum depression, but I'd never had those anxiety attacks. And so I went on medication for those. And then just a bunch of different mental health problems. I feel like that now that I'm in good recovery, I can look back and say, I think that part of that was due to the trauma that I was not dealing with and did not know how to deal with at the time. So I experienced anxiety, depression, headaches, insomnia. When I'm in trauma mode, I cannot sleep at all. It's so hard for me to fall asleep. And my brain just thinks and thinks and thinks and thinks, and it's really hard for me to shut it off. And I can remember the first time I really heard about betrayal trauma. It was when I first started attending the SA Lifeline groups. And I remember they were using all these words like boundaries and triggers and betrayal trauma. And I was like, what is this foreign language? I don't know what they're talking about. But as I learned more about it, I realized that I needed help. That all this anger and the guilt and the anxiety, that I wasn't just going crazy, because that's really what I thought. And I think a lot, when I'm in trauma, a lot of times I get in that mindset of, oh my gosh, I'm crazy. I am a psycho person and no one else is crazy like this. But the more I learned about betrayal trauma, the more I realized that I'm not alone in these symptoms and in these feelings. And there is a way to get help from that, which is awesome. And it actually reminds me of in the SAL script that we read each time at the beginning. Near the beginning, it says, without spiritual help, living with or having lived with a sex addict is too much for most of us. We become nervous, irritable, and unreasonable. Our thinking becomes confused and our perspective distorted. And that just kind of describes how I feel when I'm in trauma mode, just irritable, unreasonable, confused, and with a distorted perspective. And I love that. I love that we get to read that weekly in our meetings to kind of remind us of how that feels. And then we can go on and talk about how we can overcome that. Now that I have been in recovery, I've been in good recovery for about 10 months now, actually. And it kind of changes the betrayal trauma. I mean, I definitely still get in that trauma mode, but now I find more often than not, I'm able to recognize it more quickly. It used to, I'd go weeks without realizing that I was in this trauma mode. The more into recovery I go, the more able I am to recognize sooner that I am in trauma mode, and then I'm able to kind of track back the days or the hours and pinpoint what the trigger was that started that. And as you go back through it, as I go back through it, I'm able to see the steps I need to take, whether it's a surrender, whether it's a boundary I haven't been holding, so that I can get out of that trauma mode. I really think that one of the most healthy coping mechanisms that I have learned from SA Lifeline is surrendering. Before I started coming to SA Lifeline, I didn't know much about surrendering. I had read Meryl Crawshaw's book, What Can I Do About Me? And she talked about surrendering, and I really liked it. But until I went to the group and was able to talk to other women about how they surrender and those steps that you take, I didn't really understand it. But the more that I have used that process, that I'm able to write down those things that have triggered me or have set off trauma mode, and I can surrender them to my higher power and to my sponsor or other support person and put them in my surrender box or burn them, as the case may be, however I'm feeling, then that is one of the healthiest coping mechanisms I have found for getting out of that trauma mode and not going back into that freeze, because that is my go-to coping mechanism, is I just go back to freeze mode where I bottle up my emotions, and especially negative ones, and I stop being open and vulnerable and just start in that cycle of anger and fear and anxiety that is my trauma mode. The thing that surprised me about betrayal trauma is how close it is to post-traumatic stress disorder. I actually watched a class by Dr. Andrew Skinner specifically on this on Bloom for Women. And he discussed that people who have been betrayed by someone close to them, like a spouse, actually have almost all of the symptoms of someone who has been in combat who has post-traumatic stress disorder. And he talked a lot about that when you are in that trauma mode, you either go into fight, flight, or freeze mode. And that's why you get the emotions that you do, like the anger and the anxiety attacks for me, where my heart beats faster and it's like my body's preparing me for battle or to run away or to play dead. I don't know. So learning about that and connecting that was really amazing to me, that it really is something that not only affects us mentally, but affects us physically as well. It affects me physically. So that was another good resource that I found on recovering from betrayal trauma and learning about it. But honestly, I think that the number one thing for me was still just attending the groups. This last week, I was in trauma mode again for a bit. I started off a day and I was just feeling that anger, that uncontrollable need to punch something. And I recognized that for what it was. And I thought, okay, I'm starting into trauma mode. What has happened? And I was able to backtrack my day and realize that I had had an interaction with my sister, and it had made me come to the realization that maybe the relationship I had with her was not as healthy as I thought. And it had kind of spun me into this trauma mode, where what I really needed to do was surrender that and kind of grieve the relationship I thought I had had with her, so that I can surrender that and kind of move on, set some boundaries in that relationship so that I won't be spiraling back into trauma mode. So really going to group is what keyed me into that situation. And I think I honestly can say that if I did not attend weekly SA Lifeline meetings, I would be in trauma mode a lot. And it really is going to those meetings, reading through the scripts, doing my step work that helps me be able to live in a healthy way and stay out of trauma mode. And I'm so grateful for that.